Thank you so much for calling customer service. My name is Shaney, and I am the supervisor available to assist you today. May I get your first and last name to pull up your account?
My first name is Jose. My last name is Nino, N-I-N-O.
Okay. And how are you today, Mr. Nino?
I'm doing okay so far.
And give me just a second to get your account pulled up.
Okay. You see, I already talked to this other lady, and, you know, she said, I asked her to get to cancel the account because neither of those charges, the $6.95 and the $59, I never make those charges.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is. And you guys charge a lot of money, you know, over when you don't pay. But I didn't do, you know, she said that $6.95 for some earphones or something.
Mm-hmm.
Verify
your address really quickly, Mr. Nino.
Okay,
let me make sure
that
this is your account. What is your address?
It is, let me think, 9206 John Glenn Lane, Spring, Texas, 77379.
Okay, thank you for that verification.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do see here that you did purchase the wireless mini pods. Now, this order was placed back on August 30th, where the postage of $6.95 was paid.
You know what? Since when I have this account? I mean, this card. I think I've been having that card for, I don't know, maybe 8-9 months, maybe more. I have never charged anything on that card.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Could it be possible, Mr. Nino, that someone in your home could have placed the order?
No, because I told the lady, other lady, that I have the card with me, and I live alone, and no one have access to that card.
Now, I'm showing that it was delivered to your address, Mr. Nino, back on September the 4th, so you never did receive any wireless mini pods to your home?
No.
Okay. No problem.
I mean, you know, I don't recall that, honestly speaking.
Okay. Now, Mr. Nino, we can go ahead and file these as fraudulent charges, but I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result in penalties such as a fine. So as long as you're sure that no one in your home or anyone that you know placed the order, we will go ahead and proceed with these
fraudulent. You know, the thing is, like I said, I don't recall getting anything for $6.95, some earphones or whatever you say. And the other one, much less, because it was done, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. Oh, it was in September. I don't even know what that is. Absolutely nothing. I didn't charge anything. I haven't charged anything to that card. And on the $6.95, I'm trying to remember if I charge those $6.95. Is that the total cost of the things?
That was the initial cost when you first placed the order.
Jesus. I'll tell you what. In order to not to have problems, I'll pay you a $6.95, but the other stuff I never charge. I don't even know what it is.
Okay. So do you remember placing the order when you did the $6.95? Are we clear on that?
Honestly speaking, I don't.
So
let me tell you what. Sometimes, you know, there are offers that you feel this, you know, this thing, and they tell you, okay, we're gonna give you this if you pay the freight.
Yes.
And that's possibly what could have happened.
Okay.
Because that was too cheap.
Okay, got you. So when that $6.95 was placed, what happened with that, Mr. Nino? It was a 14-day trial for you to try the mini pods out. Now, when the account didn't get closed out, it charged the full retail price for those mini pods, which is the $59.95 you're seeing being applied there.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh,
okay. Now, what I can go ahead and do for you now, Mr. Nino, being that you have, you know, we are aware that this isn't a fraudulent charge. Now, I can issue back a 35% refund of that $59.95 charge that you did receive.
35%? Okay. The problem is this, that I never got anything. I never got those. This, you said it was delivered to my home?
Mm-hmm.
Because
on September the 4th.
What happened is this. I moved back in let me tell you, I moved back in May from Houston to Spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember receiving anything like that.
Okay.
Honestly speaking, I mean, I cannot, I don't know. I don't have the earphones or anything.
Now, is
so
it possible that it could have been packed up, do you think?
No. Well, it could have. I don't know.
Okay.
Honestly,
well, how about I do this for you, Mr. Nino? Instead of the 35% refund, I can go ahead and issue a 50% refund. Now, that would be $29.97 going back to your account.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I tell you what, that's a terrible situation, and I never liked this car anyway. So,
give me 1 second, and let me place you on a brief hold really quickly, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Nino, give me just a second. Okay, Mr. Nito, I do apologize for placing you on hold. I did go ahead and look over your account. I issued that full refund for the $59.95, okay?
Okay, my man. Thank you. Very much. How about the six? Oh, so the $6.94
the
six, became
the 69. This right.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right. Now
I
that $6.95, the $6.95 charge was for the postage. Now the reason why I didn't refund that, Mr. Nino, is because I am showing that it was delivered. And that was by the United States Postal Service verification that they send it to your home. But I did issue that full refund for your $59.95. Now, it may take about 3 to 5 business days before you do see that go back to your account, okay?
Okay. Now, the thing is, do you want me to pay you for the $6.95?
You've already paid it already.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there's nothing else that you have to pay.
I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
What's your name, madam?
My name is Shaney.
Shaney, mm-hmm. Thank you very, very kindly. Like I said, I have no reason to lie to you.
No, that's okay,
Number
and I'm
one.
Glad I was able to go ahead and get this account taken care of for you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome, and thank you again
I
for calling
it.
Customer service. You have a good afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.